He looked away from me toward the deer park. The sky was darkening by slow degrees. I thought you were a ghost, I told him, when I felt the door handle move. Or a skeleton. A skeleton? Me? A skeleton? He chuckled, delighted, and his entire body seemed to shake with mirth. But you turned out to be a giant. Quite so, a giant. He wiped the laughter from his eyes and said, There is a ghost, you know, or so they say. I know, I almost said. I saw her. But of course it wasn't my ghost he was talking about. Have you seen the ghost? No, he sighed. Not even the shadow of a ghost. We sat in silence for a moment, each of us contemplating ghosts of our own. It's getting chilly, I remarked. Leg feeling all right? I think so. I slid off the cat's back and tried my weight on it. Yes, it's much better now. Wonderful! Wonderful! Our voices were murmurs in the softening light. Who exactly was Mrs. Love? The lady who took me in. She gave me her name. She gave me a recipe book. She gave me everything, really. I nodded, then picked up my camera. I think I should be going, actually. Thank you so much for the tea. I must be off in a few minutes myself. It's been so nice to meet you, Margaret. Will you come again? You don't actually live here, do you? I asked doubtfully. He laughed. It was a dark, rich sweetness like the cake. Bless me, no! I have a house over there. He gestured toward the woods. I just come here in the afternoons for, well, let's say for contemplation, shall we? They're knocking it down soon, I suppose you know. I know. He stroked the cat absently, fondly. It's a shame, isn't it? I shall miss the old place. Actually, I thought you were one of their people when I heard you, a surveyor or something. But you're not. No, I'm not a surveyor. I'm writing a book about someone who used to live here. The Angelfield girls? Yes. Aurelius nodded ruminatively. They were twins, you know. Imagine that. For a moment his eyes were far away. Will you come again, Margaret? He asked as I picked up my bag. I'm bound to. He reached into his pocket and drew out a card. Aurelius Love, traditional English catering for weddings, christenings and parties. He pointed to the address and telephone number. Do telephone me when you come again. You must come to the cottage and I'll make you a proper tea. Before we parted, Aurelius took my hand and patted it in an easy, old-fashioned manner. Then his massive frame glided gracefully up the wide sweep of steps, and he closed the heavy doors behind him. Slowly I walked down the drive to the church, my mind full of the stranger I had just met. Met and befriended. It was most unlike me. Was it just my imagination, or since meeting Miss Winter, was I not quite myself?